Mary Alice Scully from West Hurley, and I'm calling in reference to the remarks of Mr. London. He was remarking on the agreements that the United States is trying to achieve with Iran. When Israel developed the atomic bomb or the nuclear weapons, there was not such an outcry about other nations than the major ones having nuclear weapons. And yet when Iran wants to create something and make itself a power in its world, as the United States wishes to be a power in its world, this is not supposed to happen. This is not supposed to be allowed to happen.
This is Geraldine McCoy, and I'm the Director of Infection Control at Fairview Hospital in Great Barrington. And I am on my way to work listening to the roundtable and the discussion regarding Ebola and the nurse. Regardless of whether the nurse was symptomatic or she wasn't, it is not appropriate to isolate someone in a parking lot, in a tent, without the appropriate physical personal protection in place. And it is also very dehumanizing. And when Rosemary gets going, I usually like her, but you need to look at the medical as well as the human end of this.
Chris Hart, Saratoga Springs, New York. Listening to AR on Tuesday afternoon, the two debaters seem to both be missing this, the most basic point which separates a corporation from an individual as far as rights go. It's called the corporate veil. The reason an individual sets up a corporation is to limit his liability and to protect his personal assets and separate them from the business that he owns. So if the corporate veil is there to be used in that method, then you can't open the corporate veil and say you have to have freedom of speech rights as a corporation. It doesn't work, you know, two ways. You can't have it both ways.